I want to thank you for giving me a chance at least to showcase what AGRA is doing in the African continent. Basically, who are we? The Alliance for a Green Revolution, AGRA, is a dynamic African-led partnership working across the African continent to help millions of small-scale farmers and their families lift themselves out of poverty and hunger. In other words, AGRA focuses on working on improving agricultural production while looking also at environmental sustainability. Presently, we've been working across 13 African countries, 5 in West Africa, 8 in the East and Southern African, but more recently, we added 4 more countries, bringing it to 17. Now, AGRA was set up in 2006, basically to develop pioneering solutions for challenges facing African smallholder farmers. The organization seeks to catalyze a uniquely African green revolution by creating transformative partnership. I think the focus here is that we work with partners, and part of the presentation today is really to look for whom can we partner with in the areas of capacity building. Our vision is of a food secure and prosperous Africa, achieved through rapid, sustainable agricultural growth based on smallholder farmers. And this is done through value chain approach. We look at from production, marketing, looking at seeds and elements of production, and working with diverse partners to make this a reality through our role as a grant-making organization, through our role as capacity building. We do convening and finally knowledge management. Now, why do we focus in agriculture? Within the African continent, I must say that agriculture is and will for a while continue to be a dominant economic activity and a major source of growth, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, where it accounts for 40% of the gross domestic product, 15% of export, and 60 to 80% of employment. Unfortunately, and for a number of well-known reasons, the sector is yet to fully realize its locked-up potential. The potential for agriculture to drive development has been demonstrated elsewhere, but it's yet to be realized in the African continent. Some of the issues and the challenges have to do with declining soil fertility, lack of improved seed varieties, and issues to do with climate variability, and also issues just to do with environmental policy-related issues. And for most countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and especially the post-conflict countries, there's lack of critical mass of qualified scientists to produce the research needed to address African productivity challenges. But if the scientists are there, in most cases, they are aging or near retirement. And in the next 5 to 10 years, really, it's like the pipe is leaking. We don't have young professionals really to feed into the leaking pipe. Looking at the statistics, I would say for Africa, it is grim. We have about 70 researchers per million population, as opposed to statistics for Japan or for America. The question is this: if AGRA focuses in agricultural transformation, I think we realize that capacity has to be there to contribute to the transformation. And in doing so, we realize that we have to work with agricultural universities, because these universities have the potential of being catalysts for cutting-edge research and education on critical issues facing the smallholder farmers. The universities are better positioned to understand how countries' agricultural sector can make better use of new knowledge, adopt technological innovations, and design better interventions that go beyond research investments. However, these universities have also come under many attacks for failing to produce relevant high-skilled graduates for agricultural research and development. It is for this reason that we feel and strongly feel that we need to work with these universities really to build capacity and also just to contribute in training the next generation of professionals that can fill the gap that is needed to work on issues to deal with soils and also issues dealing with improving agricultural productivity. Now, three areas where we focus on is just improving the human capacity for agricultural research and development. We also focus on strengthening these institutions of national institutions and universities really to deliver through improved infrastructure. The laboratories in quite a number of these universities are in pathetic state, as well as just improving the teaching and research capacity of these universities. But to do this, we strongly believe that we need to foster strong partnership and partnership across stakeholders in education and agricultural development. Now, the specific interventions as far as capacity building is concerned, really we focus on graduate training, MSCs and PhDs. We also focus on in-service training of the extension, the laboratory technicians. At a farm level, we work with farmers. But to do this, as in the previous slide, there has to be infrastructure to deliver. We also look at the curriculum that really can deliver on the current challenges. And for partnership, we work with various partners within the continent and outside the continent to deliver. The challenges, as we know them, are grand, but these challenges require the solutions to this require collaboration. In this regard, we are working with 11 universities. Three universities in the West African region, in Burkina Faso, we are working with Bobo Dioulasso University. In Mali, Katibogu Polytechnic. And in Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Most of the training program in that region are regional, meaning at Kwame Nkrumah University, we bring in students from 5 countries in the West African region. In the East and Southern African region, in Uganda, we are working with Makerere University, Ethiopia, Haramaya University, Kenya, Kenyatta University, and University of Nairobi, Tanzania, Sokoine University of Agriculture, and Malawi, former Bunda College, in Zambia, University of Zambia, and Mozambique, Eduardo Mondlane University. So far, we hope that by 2016, we would have trained 170 students, 40 PhDs, and 130 MSCs, 200 laboratory technicians, and 3,000 extension. But what is unique about the approach? We say that the business is not usual. Our focus is really to focus on theory and practice. So the training program, MSc and PhD, we have a 1-year coursework, and the rest is fieldwork and thesis write-up. And what is important is that students really, when they do their fieldwork, they work in their home countries, really to work with farmers to address local issues affecting farmers within those countries. But also what is important is that we hope to introduce new skill sets. We need competencies and soft skills, leadership skills. Mentorship of these students is important, and also relevance of the research. And again, I want to emphasize, to do this, we work with partners. We work with partners to support teaching, to support research, and also supervision of students, and to guide. And also work with partners just to help students publish their work. What kind of professionals do we want to produce? what we refer to here really tear-shaped skilled professionals. We want experts that are very knowledgeable and experts in their discipline. But we go beyond discipline to look at cross-disciplinary, the breadth. What are their communication and writing skills? What are their research skills as far as data analysis and biometrics is concerned? What are their leadership skills? And we work with different organizations like African Women in Agricultural Research and Development to train students on leadership. We work with Wageningen and other universities in the US just on the cross-disciplinary, on the breadth. In other words, we really want students that can stand, know the knowledge area, the discipline area, but really can deliver when put with other students. But again, as I said, these institutions suffer from lack of the infrastructure. Most of the labs don't have the chemicals and set of ad equipment. So when we give grant, part of the grant covers the equipment. Part of the grant in some universities has done renovations, like in Kwame Nkrumah University and many others. But also we feel that to deliver there has to be internet access. So most of the universities have access to the internet. But again, I want just to emphasize, to do what we are doing, partnerships are absolutely essential. So most of the universities work with different partners, the National Agricultural Research Institutes in the various countries, just to have students for attachment, and also working with those scientists from those regions for supervision. We work again, as I said, with universities in the US. We've worked with University of Maryland through the Earth Institute to have faculty staff come out to provide technical support to our PhD training program at Sokoine University of Agriculture. We've had Wageningen University in the Netherlands providing technical support to the PhD programs at Kwame Nkrumah University in Ghana, Sokoine University in Tanzania, as well as other master's programs in Kenya, and will be moving to others. But we also work with regional programs that are in capacity building. But what have we achieved so far? For this grant, we targeted 170 students. So far, we have enrolled 172. The good news is that we were striving to enroll more female students, and we've been able to do so. The enrollment for female so far is 51%. But it would be interesting, how was it possible? When we started, it was like it is not possible to enroll women. But through proactive search and networking, we've been able to attract women into the soils and agronomy. This is just a distribution by countries. What our focus is that countries, the post-conflict countries like Mozambique and Rwanda, our focus was to train more in those countries as opposed to countries like Ghana and Nigeria. But also what is important is that a student working on the research that are relevant. So we have 5 thematic areas that students work on water and fertilizer use interactions, decision support tools for modeling, fertilizer use efficiency, and also just working on fertilizer recommendations, because most of the fertilizer recommendation is just one for all the crops and different soil types. So we are trying to look at how can we have fertilizers for different crops and different soils, and also just impact pathways. These are some of the pictures of students at least modeling their fieldwork. The top left is just erosion modeling in Nigeria. Then we have lab technicians, working in the labs. But what has been done with the students that have graduated? The good news is that all that have graduated so far, 42, have been reabsorbed back into the system working with the universities, working with the international organizations, working with the agricultural, the NAS system, and the ministries of agriculture. So in other words, the investment is value for money because students have gone back to their countries and reabsorbed. What have we done as far as other institutional capacity building is concerned? We've had curriculum review in all the universities, and a new curriculum has been introduced focusing on integrated soil fertility management adopted in all universities. This has also seen improved enrollment in these universities. We've also had faculty, staff, and students taken abroad for exchange program working with the Bergenigan University. They have been to Sweden, they have been to Bergenigan, and we've had 44 in total. Now, through the exchange program, we think that this has enhanced teaching and other skills that so far with this. But we have also had institutional collaboration strengthened, meaning partnership between universities in Africa and outside Africa. And within AGRA also, we've had partnership strengthened just through working with various partners. What lessons have been learned? Quality assurance through partnership is essential. Need to encourage and foster strong collaboration and linkages between universities within and outside Africa. These partnerships have helped ensure quality assurance. Again, I just want to say importance of student mentorship and supervision we've seen is important. Giving incentive for female students have also been rewarding, and timely graduation really depends on commitment as we work with different universities. What are the next steps? The next steps is that we hope working on improving pedagogical skills through partnership, strengthening partnership for sustainability and scalability of creative approaches, improving quality assurance issues of relevance of the curriculum and research agenda to the African continent, and finally, monitoring and evaluation for impact. We plan to conduct impact studies to assess returns for impact made so far. And in December, we have a student conference that is coming that really focuses on youth in agriculture that cuts across the 13 countries that we are working with, and the conference will be in Nairobi from 1st to 5th December for the students to showcase what they've been working on. Thank you.